Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
So get right with Reggie KG right here on 105 through the Fan. Kevin Gray, Reginald out of Tula.
Talk football.
My man Joey, hold it down for you here on your Turn It On, Leave It On station. We appreciate you joining us on Odyssey and the Odyssey app. We're also live on twitch.tv/DallasFanCam if you want to catch us live there as well. Hang out with the Twolos.
Shout out to TX Rock and Neon Brown in the Twitch chat already. And we've got a few other folks. It's like 70 folks in there. I appreciate y'all rocking with me. I see y'all.
TrekRare.com, text line 877-881-1053. Let's go to the Diamond Factory Hotline
We
welcome in our Dallas Cowboys insider. You can find him on Twitter, at BobbyBeltTX. Of course, he is Bobby Belt. Bobby, what's going on?
Hey, yeah, we'll talk about football in a sec. Reggie, did you hear about what KG, did you hear how he thought Jaiman Hansu's name was pronounced?
Wait, no. I need to hear this. Don't cut his mic off.
Say how Jaiman Hansu's name was pronounced, how you thought it was, KG, and your wife had to correct you.
Okay, now this is going to be really bad
just
for the rest
it.
Of the Wait for a second. This is going to be really bad for the rest of the show.
You know you don't have to comply. He's not your daddy.
I know. Hold on a second. Because Reg here is...
Hi.
Nigerian.
That's true.
So when I say this, he's going to laugh me off the face of the earth, and he's probably going to do the show by himself because of the amount of embarrassment.
I laughed all 4 hours on Saturday.
So I thought for the longest time that Jaiman Hansu's name, I phonetically pronounced it as...
Digimon?
Yes!
No!
See?
This man thought he was a digital monster. That's
Don't
crazy,
that.
Bro.
Don't
That's
that.
Wild.
Digimon, digital monsters.
Digimon are the champions. I still remember the
but
song.
But the fact that
problem.
You said it, though, when I said, hey, this is how I phonetically said it, but then you knew exactly what it was.
Well, because with
Maybe
all
I don't
of,
feel so
There was a lot of
now.
Rear back. There was a whole bunch of lead up to that. So I was thinking, what could it possibly be?
The worst
be?
Possible
That's
way
right.
you could pronounce
That's
this.
Right.
And is why, what'd your wife say? She was like, what the hell did you just say to me?
She did. She looked at me, she was like, what the hell did you just say? I was like, Digimon. She was like, Jaiman? I was like, are we talking about the same
person?
I
can hear that in your wife's voice, too.
Oh, yeah.
You felt
yeah,
sick.
Yeah, yeah.
You
oh,
felt 2 inches tall, didn't
Bruh,
you?
Bruh, the rest of the night, and didn't she have the nerve to pull up the Google Translate? And she was like, do you hear this?
Oh, she...
Yeah, she hit me with the Google Translate.
Oh, so she was dancing in the end zone on
Oh,
you,
yeah,
she?
Yeah.
Wow, that's
yeah,
crazy.
Yeah, just, you know, 30-point blowout.
You must love her.
I do. Got the ring on still, I guess, for now. Bobby, as we move on from that particular conversation, one that won't get much better is the kicking situation.
Bobby, are you in the kicking room?
No, I'm in a little tent. I have the tent closed.
Is that why you're whispering?
Well, it's also partially because the Cowboys are doing a walkthrough on the other side that we're not allowed to see, so I don't want them to think I'm, like, trying to sneak a peek. So I got the
So you think whispering close. Makes that sound better?
No, right. The other problem is that Mickey Spagnola from DallasCowboys.com has commandeered our fan tent setup, and so I had to walk into the next, like, tent setup so that I wouldn't be in there. He didn't realize that I was doing a hit in here, so could have done it by phone, but you guys beed and moaned the last time I did that when I was in
did
the car.
We?
Yeah, you did.
I did.
When I saw the sea lions. Yeah, those were
a great day.
But yeah, no, I wanted to make it sound as professional as possible because I'm a professional
that's
broadcaster.
That's new for you. That's
and
new
that's,
for you.
And that's why the Cowboys are bringing in four kickers, ain't that right?
Exactly, yeah, because they are, as we got a chance to talk to Will McClay this afternoon. The beat did for about 30 minutes. And hold on, I don't want to misquote. I want to give the exact quote. he said about their kicking situation. He mentioned the four kickers that they were going to be bringing in: Brett Maher, Matt Amendola, Cole Murphy, and J.J. Molson. And his quote was that the kicking, quote, hasn't been to the level that we want, which is a bit of a deviation from what Bones Fossil and Mike McCarthy and Jerry Jones have been saying about the kicking situation. That, you know what, let's give these young guys some time. And Will McClay's kind of like, no, we got to figure this out. So we're going to bring in those four kickers to work out.
The rest of that, he also said, you know.
Were you there?
No, wow. I read it. Bobby, don't start now.
We know that you don't know how to read Jaimin, though, so I don't know if you're going to pronounce this correctly. Go ahead, though.
First of all, I said it, didn't read it. Probably would have helped me. Probably. But he said that these are the best kickers available. I don't know if that's necessarily true or I'm buying that necessarily. Man, are you buying that?
I might, just because kicking is so unpredictable and, you know, you can have it one day and then the next day it's gone, like Dan Bailey, where Dan Bailey was great and then all of a sudden he wasn't. Or how Brett Maher was not good at first, and then all of a sudden he went on a hot streak and he was really, really good and really solid and really reliable. And then all of a sudden he couldn't kick the next training camp. So I'm not going to totally rule out that it may be the best group if they know something about the other people out there on the market. But generally, kicking's one of those spots where if there's anybody worth a damn, they're generally signed. That's why you want to make sure you really get it right. So, I mean, I don't totally dispute that. Maybe these are the best guys out there. I just think that's concerning for your football team because Liram Hirala, who's been pretty accurate out here, but God help him if he has to kick 50 yards. I don't know that it's going to reach the crossbar.
I have a couple of names that maybe, you know, could interest you. Matthew Wright last year, he kicked for the Jaguars. He was 21 of 24 with a long of 56. Michael Badgley kicked for the Chargers last year. He was 18 of 21. With a long of 46, those names sound, you know, pretty good based on, you know, those two being available right now.
No, yeah, but maybe. I mean, that's we're just reading a stat line. I'm guessing that they've got a pretty good grasp on those players that they're available and what they can do. And I think quietly they've probably worked out several guys this summer, and they have a confidence level of who they actually trust to come in here. But look, I mean, everybody was better today. Liram Hirala, who was perfect, 8 for 8. Garibay missed 2, which for him, that's wonderful.
Including nailing your boy Tom Pelissero, I heard, out there, or close to it.
Well, Tom needs to get brought down a peg, you know? I think that, you know, if they could just combine, I've said this week a lot, if they could just combine Liram Hirala, whose accuracy with Jonathan Garibay's leg strength, they'd have one decent kicker. It's a very tough position to get right, and it's one that, you know, is so mental as well. So much of it is between the ears, that it's you know, one of those things that is, like I mentioned, it can very easily shift. You can be great one day, and then all of a sudden hit, you know, just a downward spiral that you can't get out of. And then there's some guys who bounce around the league for 3 years and all of a sudden catch on with the team, and they're kicking for, you know, the next 6 years and they're in the Pro Bowl at some point. So it's a very unpredictable position. That's why I think I'm not going to make any judgments until, if they sign somebody, I see that person come out here and kick, because they very well could be a great kicker. I genuinely have no idea, because that's the way kicking works in the NFL.
Yeah, that downward spiral is called the Bobby Aguayo. But
wow.
Yeah, I really liked Bobby. Anyways, Bobby Aguayo, not Bobby Belt, who we're talking to on the truckwreck.com text line. Now, Bobby, I was reading an article over the weekend that it quoted a certain Love of the Star podcast. I don't know if you're familiar.
I never heard of him.
Yeah, I don't know.
Just kidding. The Love of the Star is an Odyssey podcast. You can find it on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Look at that. Good company, man. And on that, there was a certain person on that podcast that said that the quarterbacks for this team is going to be Dak Prescott and Ben DiNucci. Do you have thoughts on...
That is not what I said. That is not what I said. This is what happens when Heavy is overly aggregating things. I said Cooper Rush, and they mixed it up. They said Ben DiNucci in one section, they said Cooper Rush in the other. And I only know this because you sent it to me.
I don't
want people thinking I either read Heavy or Google my own name, because I do neither. The only time I saw it is because Reggie sent it to me, and that is not what I said. I said Cooper Rush, but you know what the funny thing is that was something we did projecting the 53-man roster like a month ago, and now that we've been out here at camp, I think Brian and I both agree we might lean towards Will Greer as actually being the backup quarterback.
Fantastic.
Wow.
Because, I mean, obviously.
So we covered all the quarterbacks, man, all of them.
Fantastic.
But Cooper Rush was out here the other day. I think you guys guys have seen the Jerry Tower before that he sits on here in Oxnard. It's like 25 feet in the air, right? It's just got like these stairs that you go up, and then he sits and watches practice up there. Cooper Rush was throwing the ball away at practice the other day and got 1 foot away from hitting Jerry Jones in the face. Like, I've never seen somebody throw the ball away that high. Like, it felt like, what are you, like, it feels like you're trying to throw it up there. Because most everybody just kind of throws it off the sideline. This dude just, like, Uncle Rico'd that thing all the way to the top of that tower. And I think it hit probably 1 to 2 feet below where Jerry was sitting. And Nick Eatman and I from DallasCowboys.com were sitting there and we're like, that's the quickest way to ensure that Will Greer's your number two star or number two quarterback is go ahead and hit Jerry with a throwaway ball in his tower. I don't think anybody – I don't know that the punter could have gotten the ball that high. It was unreal.
Have you gotten any inclination? Because, I mean, just following that up, we've heard that, you know, Will Greer is willing, very willing to chuck it down the field. Have you gotten any inclination of how much that matters to the organization and the decision makers and how far along he is in being able to actually be a signal caller,
Doug Nussmeier is a big fan of his. He recruited him to Florida. So it always helps when you have a sponsor in the building. The thing I've been more impressed with Will Greer is kind of his athleticism, his ability to kind of move around the pocket and extend plays and, you know, throw on the run and do things like that. Less so some of the deep shots downfield. So I think that he's looked measured out here, and I'm encouraged by the progress he's making almost enough to, you know, not hold it against him that he has those annoying brothers that were Vine stars back in the day, Nash Greer and Hayes Greer. And so I'm willing to look past that for the athleticism because he actually has been pretty impressive out here. I think he's been better than Cooper Rush pretty significantly. In fact, I think if we hadn't seen Cooper Rush in the Minnesota game already win a game on the road, it wouldn't necessarily be something that we're talking about. The only thing that gives Rush a leg up, I think, right now is we've seen him do it in an NFL game.
Bobby Belt, our Dallas Cowboys insider, joining us right here on the Get Right with Reggie KG on 105 through the Fan. Other observations from practice today. I think the highlight of the day, and I think this was you screaming on your own video.
No, it was not. It was somebody behind me.
Oh, it sounded just like you, so I'll have to take that tweet down. Thanks, Bobby. that Dak hit CD, looked like a beautiful pass from on a deep ball.
He did, but look, as I've said, like this, the one-on-ones are so heavily slanted to the receivers. In fact, I've got I was working on an article today. I'll have that out tomorrow. Just kind of like talking about why you can't take the one-on-one drill seriously and why just a couple of viral Twitter clips aren't enough to undo the fact that Trayvon Diggs has had a great camp out here. Yeah, it's good to see that the deep ball is, you know, they're tracking it well. He's hitting them in stride. That's great in those one-on-one drills. We're still waiting. I can't recall a time in 11-on-11 where Dak's taking a shot down the field and it's hit. And I think that's in large part because he's trying to hit these guys that he's working with for the first time. He's trying to get that chemistry down. You know, before James Washington got hurt, he talked about how, you know, first he was overthrowing him, now he's underthrowing him, and it's just about trying to find that right touch with him as a receiver. And we remember when Michael Gallup first got in the NFL, they couldn't connect at all on balls down the field. And then it became a connection that was really strong the very next year in 2019. So I think it's about him just kind of feeling things out, figuring out his chemistry with his receivers. And, you know, that's mainly what I think the issue is there in terms of their inability to connect down the field. But, yeah, it looks great in these one-on-ones. It's just I think you'd like to see some of it in team period.
Bobby, the beauty of you being out at Oxnard is that you're getting more than what we can see from just videos. So is there anything that happened over the weekend that we just would not get an appropriate or accurate feel for by just seeing the videos that come out from
camp? I mean, over the weekend, zero chance I would know that because I was on the air with KG as practice was going on. And then
thanks
Sunday
a lot,
they were
KG.
Off. Yeah.
Would know that if you had listened to the show on Saturday.
I mean, I actually had time to go watch practice. In between the breaks, I just kept stopping down and laughing because I think of Digimon Hansu, and I would just start laughing.
All right,
and
Bobby.
I couldn't even move.
All right.
I was paralyzed with laughter.
Okay.
But no. I think that you know, I mean, I was able to catch some you know broadcast from home and some of that stuff.
And today right?
Yeah, and today, you know, I think that the offense is finally starting to come along. Things are finally starting to click for them. The defense had really dominated things for the first week and a half of camp or so. But these last couple of practices, I think the offense is finally starting to come on. Things are starting to click for them. But, you know, the interesting thing is that even when things are clicking for the offense, it's not like the defense is playing poorly. Like, Dak's threading the needle. Receivers are making tough catches in traffic. It's just the offense making plays in good coverage. And so I think that even when the offense is succeeding, you can take solace in the fact that the defense has looked really, really good.
Before we get you out of here, what are you looking for tomorrow from this team as they get ready for their joint practice with the Denver Broncos ahead of their preseason game with them on Saturday?
Yeah, I mean, just would like to see the offense continue to build on their progress. Would like to see Tyler Smith have a better day. He was a little inconsistent today. This was probably his worst practice of training camp. He still had his flashy moments, but, you know, where you see that power and that athleticism on display. But it was a rather inconsistent practice for him. He still got mixed up a couple times on twists and things like that. So just see Tyler Smith bounce back well, see the offense continue their consistency, and maybe, like, let's try and connect in team period on some of these deep balls before I go home on Wednesday night, because I'm hoping to see that. It's like Bigfoot. I'm hoping to see that before I actually get home.
Okay.
Anything? Which, by the way, my girls are listening to the Get Right right now. They're helping your demo. So, hi, Addison. Hi, Laura.
Love
girls.
Wow. That's lovely.
Oh, thank you. That's sweet. Anything else you want to get
my
off
your favorite belts?
Your chest before, you know, you get off the air today. Did you have a good weekend out there by yourself?
Yeah, it was all right. I went to a Dodgers game, and then I literally, because I was getting such little sleep, I got in 11:30 at night on Saturday, and I slept until 12:15 the next afternoon.
I'm happy that you caught up, hours. But I feel like we need to just even that out, level it out to a normal space. So.
Probably, but I mean, I caught up on all the sleep that I wasn't getting, and then last night I got a decent, like, you know, 6-7 hours of sleep. I'll get good sleep tonight. Everybody else from the station's gone now, so, like, the going out and hanging out's kind of over, and so now I'll actually get, like, a normal sleep cycle.
Good.
But I had to really catch up on it on Saturday night.
Yeah, I needed that. You know I worry, right?
No, you worry in general, or you
about
worry
you.
About me?
Yeah.
Don't worry about me, buddy. Okay. You know I got this.
I don't.
Should worry about me for all the reasons that you're probably not worrying about me. Like, just
what? Trying to get fired? Or
no, just me opening my big mouth.
Yeah,
like,
so
we're on DallasCowboys.com. We're doing media mash, and we're talking about what the first fight of Cowboys Broncos will be.
Uh huh.
And I was like, probably, like, Micah gets a sack and he starts singing a Future song in Russell Wilson's ear. And then John Machota did this slow turn, like, look at me, like, what the hell did you just say?
does Machota get that joke?
Yeah, oh, he gets it? Yeah.
Okay. Like, John. I mean, no shade to Machota. I just don't know. I can't be
sure.
Yeah,
you're
assuming a lot about Machota
there,
right?
Turn and stare
that.
Like, wow, you just did that on DallasCowboys.com. And I thought about it after. I was like, I probably shouldn't have done that on DallasCowboys.com.
I don't know. I wouldn't put that past Hellman would have done that on DallasCowboys.com, so I think you're fine.
Man, I don't know. I'll have to ask Hellman tomorrow if he would have done that. I think he's probably going to say no.
Okay.
Well, let's get Bobby off the phone before he says anything else he might regret.
You want to what? The phone?
Goodbye, Bobby. Love you. Talk to you later. And there he goes, our Dallas Cowboys insider, Bobby Belt. Live in Oxnard, California, as the Cowboys continue their preparations for the Denver Broncos.
It's fair for me to worry about Bobby, right?
Sure, yeah. Sure. I worry about Bobby every single day, every day. Coming up next, we're going to go around the NFL and the Get Right with Reggie KG. You don't have to worry about Justin Tucker getting paid because he got all the money today. I'll tell you why next on 105 Through the Fan.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.